This Shabbos is the last Shabbos of the year. Of course, our thoughts are focused on the past year, and our thoughts are focused on next year, on the future. What will this coming year bring? Hopefully, it will be a year of happiness and of good health and of peace for all of us, for Israel, and for the entire world. There is an important image that's very helpful to us as we think about the forthcoming Rosh Hashanah and we think about the year that will follow. Clearly, the shofar is the primary symbol. It's the mitzvah saseh that we fulfill on Rosh Hashanah, and it represents so many of the values and so many of the ideals that are important to us to consider at this time of the year. The pasuk says at the very beginning of the 58th perek in Sefer Yeshaya, "Kerov v'goron al tachsoch," cry out fully, full-throatedly, "al tachsoch," don't hold yourself back, don't restrain yourself. "Kashofar horem kolecha," raise your voice like a shofar. What does it mean, raise your voice like a shofar? How does it speak to us as we think about next week entering into the shul on Rosh Hashanah, not only listening to the shofar, but raising our voices like the sound of the shofar? There are a number of halachas that relate to shofar that are important for us to consider. Number one, the shofar has to be kafuf. We don't have a trumpet, it's not straight, but it's bent over. When we raise our voices, we have to raise our voices bent over. Humble, modest, understanding our role and where we are vis-a-vis our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't come in and blast away. We come in and we raise our voices for ourselves, our families, our community, our people. But we raise our voices from a posture of kafuf. Second halacha, nistak la'orko pasul. If the shofar is split lengthwise, it's disqualified, we can't use it. We ourselves, when we come in and raise our voices, there is no room for ambivalence, there's no room for fuzziness, there's no room for doubt. We can't be split lengthwise down the middle. We need to project for ourselves a vision, a message with conviction. We need clarity. What is it that we want? What is it that we represent? What is it that is at the core of the nature of our relationship with one another and our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not wishy-washy. It's not a little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's clear. It's straight. Nistak la'orko pasul. Next halacha. Tzipohu zahav. Let's say there's gold covering the shofar. So in mishtane kolo mikamos shehoya pasul, that there's opinion that says that it doesn't automatically disqualify the shofar. But if the gold changes the sound, if when I blow the shofar I'm sounding it differently because there's gold on it, then it's disqualified. We have messages that we want to impart. We have messages that we want to impart to our family, to our co-workers, to people with whom we come into contact, with business associates. If the gold changes the message, then the message is highly problematic. Whether it's concerned with getting the gold, and because we want the gold, we will change our message, or if we're worried about offending the gold. The message needs to be clear. The message needs to be consistent. You don't change it because you want to make the extra money. You don't change it because you don't want to offend somebody who has the extra money. The message is clear. It's clean. It's consistent. It's genuine. It's real. And finally, last halacha in Hilchos Shofar, Hatokea leshir velo niskaven lemitzvah lo yatza. If you just blow to produce musical notes, but it's not l'shem mitzvah. If we blow and if we say and if we do just to make music, which is great and nice, but if there is no sincerity of purpose, there's no higher goal, we're not just tokeya for shir, but we're tokeya l'shem mitzvah. What we do because it's supposed to have meaning and significance. It's supposed to be dvarim hayotzim min halev, something that comes out of our heart, that's sincere and that's genuine. To be mischaven l'mitzvah, to appreciate the mitzvah act, to appreciate the mitzvah in interpersonal relationships, and certainly in our relationship with God. Kashofar, says Yeshaya, kashofar harem kolecha. May we raise our voices like the sound of the shofar. May we daven with kavana as best as we can on Rosh Hashanah and beyond. May our prayers be recited with sincerity and humility. And may God respond to us with all of the blessings that he can for us, our families, our community, all of Klal Yisrael, and the entire world. Shabbat Shalom.